Well, we had this idea that we wanted to look at their body image and then how much they use social media. And we wanted to look at whether their social media use then affected their body image. So we did this more subtly and then quite directly. So we asked lots of questions about how they felt about their body during pregnancy. So it was typical things like whether they were worried they put on too much weight, but things that were related just to pregnancy. So things like stretch marks or the changing shape of their breasts or how worried they were about what their body would look like after pregnancy, including whether they're worried about what their partner thought of their changing shape and things like that. And then we asked them how much they use social media.
The women in your study, they were using Facebook and comparing themselves to celebrities and their friends. How did that make them feel? What were the results on that?
Well, there were several stages to the research. So firstly, we looked at the body image of women who didn't use social media at all compared to those who did. And we found that those who didn't use social media had far better body image than anybody who used social media at all. We then found amongst those who use social media, the more they use social media, the more dissatisfied they felt with their body. But then we directly asked them, does social media impact on how you feel about your body? And they were saying yes. They were saying that they were comparing their bodies to celebrities and their friends, and they couldn't help doing it, that they'd see photos that their pregnant friends had put up, or they'd seen photos that celebrities would post in selfies or very carefully designed photos. And they were comparing their pregnant body with these very stylized pictures. And one of the key things to remember is that most things on social media are a very carefully selected, airbrushed version of the best things that we do in our life. If a friend or a celebrity has put up a picture of her pregnant bump, I would probably bet quite a lot of money that she's probably taken about 30 photos and selected the very best one.
I think I was reading the research and I actually found it quite interesting that the first set of questions you were asking about body image, there wasn't a whole lot of, body love going on there.
There isn't at all, and I think almost when you then take into account all the media stuff and the celebrity stuff, if you open a magazine or you go on social media, there are all these stories about pregnant celebrities, and it's never, oh, look, she's put on a healthy amount of weight. Doesn't she look lovely? Or she doesn't look pregnant from behind, because that matters. It seems like we very much don't want our bodies to change anymore when they're pregnant, even though we're growing an entire new person in there and there are going to be changes. But I think half the issue then with a lot of those celebrity photos is they all end up getting airbrushed.
It kind of plays into this idea of what exactly is a perfect bump.
Very, very much so. And a perfect bump is a sort of very round, very perfect one that's very hard and doesn't have any fat on it. And it's just all about the bump. You're not allowed to change in any other way in the rest of your body, which just is pretty physically impossible for most women because you're meant to put on a healthy amount of weight during pregnancy. And part of that is laying down fat stores for once the baby is born because our bodies naturally expect us to breastfeed. So we put on fat during pregnancy in order to have the stores to be able to give that baby all the energy after the birth.
I just kind of find, on the one hand, we have, or here in Australia at the very least, a taboo in talking about weight gain in pregnancy because we don't want to offend women. But at the same time, we do also have all that social media pressure still.
I think we have exactly the same here, and it's something that we really don't like to talk to pregnant women about because it is a very difficult conversation, isn't it? To say that we don't want you to put on any more weight because your baby might be an increased risk of all these different things. That's not a nice conversation to have. But at the same time, I think we need to be aware of how women are feeling about their body during pregnancy, because if things are changing and if things are going in the opposite direction, then it's certainly something that midwife needs to be aware of, that perhaps some women are really being affected by different media pressures to the point that they're not really putting on enough weight and not eating healthily.
And what about women's bodies after pregnancy? How did the females in your survey feel about that?
They were very, very worried about it, and that was the biggest concern they had, that they were worried about their body during pregnancy, but it was hugely as a consequence of what would happen after the baby had been born. It was like they were worried about their pregnant body, but they had an excuse that they were pregnant, so it wasn't such an immediate problem then of what would then happen after pregnancy. Whether they would have stretch marks, whether their partner would still find them attractive. And those were the highest concerns in the whole study, what was going to happen to me. And we know that then has a knock-on effect. We've done some other research here that shows then the women who really are worried about their body image during pregnancy are less likely to want to breastfeed.
Amy, you've certainly raised a lot of societal issues that we need to deal with weight gain in pregnancy. What do you think is the best way forward to support women during pregnancy?
It's a bigger issue in that we need to support and value women more generally during pregnancy and those months after having their baby, in that we don't value pregnancy and women and the fact that we're creating whole new little human beings as much as we should do, and we put all these pressures on them. And I'm sure that if men could have babies, then there certainly wouldn't be all this pressure on them to keep a certain size. I think they'd really be comparing how big they could make their bump. But I think there's the issue as well that we just need to kind of emphasize healthy eating, healthy weight gain, explain why some weight gain is needed, but also kind of discourage women from that eating for two. It's about finding the balance again, I think.